AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Hong Kong's main stock index has plummeted as much as 8%. A sell-off in mainland Chinese shares sped up despite new measures to support the market. Other markets in Asia were also down sharply as investor sentiment was hit by the twin worries of the China route and Greece's uncertain future in the euro. Eurozone leaders were surprised when Greek Prime Minister Alex Tsipras failed to present them with a detailed blueprint for financial reform during a meeting in Brussels. They've given him until Sunday to come up with something. Speaking to reporters late Tuesday, Tsipras made it clear he had gotten the message that there wasn't a moment to waste, also saying through an interpreter,
"I will not discuss the rights and the wrongs of the Greek referendum. Everyone has their own perceptions. It is necessary at this stage to move on."
An announcement could come as early as Thursday. Army officials who are under a mandate to cut at least 40,000 troops and personnel are considering cuts at 30 bases. That gun used in the seemingly random slaying of a woman strolling on a San Francisco pier belonged to a federal agent. A law enforcement source says that was determined through a police check of the weapon's serial number. Meanwhile, the AP's Paul Elias reports on suspect Francisco Sanchez's arraignment.
Sanchez pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges. His public defender, Matt Gonzalez, says the incident appears to have been accidental, that at the end of the day, it may be that Sanchez will take responsibility for the shooting because he admitted it to two TV stations, but that it's not first-degree murder.
Now that a state Senate has approved a bill to take down the Confederate flag from near the South Carolina State House, the House debates the flag's fate today.
Let me be clear. There will be no flag and no flag pole when we are done with this debate.
State Representative James Collins. This is AP Radio News. The Subway sandwich chain has suspended its relationship with its longtime spokesman.
Millions know him simply as Jared.
Guy changes his life by eating at Subway twice a day and walking a lot.
Subway has suspended its relationship with Jared Fogle after FBI and Indiana State Police searched his home, removing a number of electronic items. 2 months ago, the former executive director of Fogle's foundation was arrested and charged with production of and possession of child pornography. In a statement, Fogle's lawyer says his client has been cooperating with and continues to cooperate with law enforcement in their investigation. I'm Tim McGuire.
California dealt the National Right to Life movement a huge blow when legislation allowing doctors to prescribe life-ending drugs stalled. Advocates say they'll continue to fight on behalf of the bill and will begin work on placing an initiative on the 2016 ballot as a backup option. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.